بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I seek the refuge, I seek the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, we ask for Allah's guidance, we ask for Allah's help and assistance. We know that whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this opportunity to remember him today for the day Salatul Jum'ah, Yawmul Jum'ah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us, for extending us an invitation to remember him today for Salatul Jum'ah. We also thank Allah for revealing in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jum'ati fas'alu ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'ah. Allah is calling on the believer, O you who believe, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jum'ah, hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah and leave our business. Today we reflect on a very important weapon of the believer in this dunya. And we start off with a very important story. As we remember Yunus and his struggles. Yunus, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, he abandoned his da'wah efforts to his people. He left his people, he was angered and frustrated with their disbelief. And he went and he traveled with some individuals on the ocean. They traveled upon a ship. And the ship was tossed about all through the ocean, being tossed about by the waves, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people, they were very afraid. They were very afraid. And they thought they would drown. They thought they would drown because there was too much weight on the ship. So they decided to draw lots, because somebody had to get off the ship in order to lighten the load on that ship. And as Allah explains in the Quran, فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَزِينَ. Allah says in the Quran, then he agreed to cast lots. And he was amongst the losers. He being Yunus alayhi salam. And in drawing lots, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, he lost. And there's some khilaf, some of the ulama say, they drew lots three times. And he lost all three times by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they didn't want Yunus alayhi salam to be tossed overboard, to be tossed in the ocean. They would have rather preserved his life, but Yunus alayhi salam, he took it upon himself to place his own self in the ocean by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah explains in the Quran, فَانْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. Allah says in the Quran, then the fish swallowed him as he had done an act worthy of blame. So Allah sent a big fish from the Green Sea or the Mediterranean Sea in order to put Yunus alayhi salam into a trial, in order to try Yunus. And Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, he ended up in a situation where he was swallowed by the fish, by the permission of Allah, as his trial, as his test. And he thought he had died until he discovered that his limbs could move. But he noticed he was in a very dark place. And Yunus, this was a very dark moment in his life at this particular time. And he didn't have anybody to conversate with. He was under plenty of stress. He was under duress in his heart. His heart experienced khawf in this moment. And there was only one thing to do in this moment. As him being a wise prophet of Allah, as him being a prophet of Allah with wisdom, there was only one thing to do at this moment. And Allah explains in the Quran the next action of Yunus alayhi salam, as Allah says, فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. Allah says in the Quran beautifully, but he cried through the depths of darkness. Yunus alayhi salam, he cried through the depths of darkness. There is no God but you. Glorified be you. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers. And here Yunus alayhi salam, he saw the only thing to do at this moment when he was experienced such fear and anxiety. He cried unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, so we answered his call and we delivered him from his distress, and thus do we deliver the believers. The only thing that saved Yunus alayhi salam from this trial was his supplication, was his cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this for the Muslim shows the ability and the importance of dua in the life of the believer. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَالْمُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, and when my servants ask you, Ya Muhammad, concerning me, I am indeed near, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am indeed near. I respond to the dua, to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be rightly guided. And this is very important because the dua is very important in the life of the believers. We have to ask ourselves, how many times a day do we make dua? How many times a day do we make dua? Do we take advantage of this opportunity to at any moment in our life cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But we as Muslims, we do things according to the Sunnah, according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how do we approach Allah when making dua? This is very important. First of all, as Muslims, we have to have a quality in our heart, al-ikhlas, sincerity. We make dua sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And making dua exemplifies the essence of tawheed, because you are crying to Allah alone without any partners. You are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Ibn Abbas,
إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. He said, if you ask, ask of Allah. If you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important in our dua. We make dua sincerely for the sake of Allah. And also in our dua, we call on Allah by His most beautiful name. Allah says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدَعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah says in the Quran, the most beautiful names belong to Allah. So call on Him by them. So when we cry unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we approach Allah by calling on Him by His most beautiful name. And we also invoke blessings, ask Allah to bless the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is very important. Also in our dua, we approach Allah. We approach Allah with humbleness and humility. This is very important when you make dua, because you are making it certain that you are a slave of Allah. You need Allah's help. All of us need Allah's help. And we approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we need His help. As Allah says in the Quran, ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا إنه لا يحب المعتدين. Allah says in the Quran, invoke your Lord with humility and humbleness. He likes not the transgressors. Invoke your Lord with humility and humbleness. Also call unto Allah with confidence, not arrogance. We are confident when we call unto Allah. We are confident that Allah is going to accept our dua. Allah will accept my dua if I call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in Hadith Qudsi, He said, I am as my servants think of me. I am with Him whenever He invokes me. Allah is how you see Allah. If you think Allah is not going to answer your dua, how is Allah going to answer your dua when you think that He's not going to answer your dua? When we approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we approach Allah with full confidence, asking Allah, knowing what we want from Allah, and knowing in our hearts, being certain that Allah will answer my dua. And also, in our dua, when making dua, you should have a moderate tone when making dua. Neither too loud, nor too low. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw a group and they were yelling over their tongues and they were making dua. And he told this group, he said, take it easy, old people, take it easy. Verily you are not calling on one who is deaf or absent. Rather, the one you are calling on is all here and near, qareeb and near. And also, do not become hasty. Many times we make dua and we want Allah to bless us right then and there. Do not become hasty. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the supplication of the servant will be accepted as long as he does not supplicate for what includes sin. Do not supplicate for something that includes sin or cutting the relationship of the womb. And as long as he does not become hasty, do not become hasty. He was asked, Ya Messenger of Allah, how does one become hasty? And he says, I supplicated and I supplicated, but I do not see that my supplication is being accepted from me. He thus loses interest and abandons making dua. Do not become hasty in making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different from the human being. If you don't see any results from your dua, you keep nagging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The human being, if you nag us too much, we're not going to answer our phone calls. If you nag us too much, we will avoid you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves His servant when His servant nags Him, and His servant begs Him, and His servant continuously goes to Him. Even though He doesn't see results, He never gives up on His dua. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he relates the story, he mentions the story of a man who after a long journey, he was disheveled and dust colored. And after the long journey, he said, Ya Muddu Yadayhi ila Samari Ya Rab, Ya Rab. The individual, he stopped on his journey and he reaches his hands up and he calls on Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains, he says, Wa mata'amuhu haram. His food is haram, is unlawful. He cried to his Lord, but his food is unlawful. And he said, "Wa masrubuhu haram." And his drink is unlawful. His drink is haram. "Wa malbasuhu haram." His clothing is haram. "Wa hudiya bil haram." And his nourishment is haram. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said something very wise. He said, all these things are haram that this individual is doing. How does he expect his dua to be answered? How does he expect his dua to be answered? And the wisdom of this, we don't know if Allah is going to answer his dua or not. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he doesn't know if his dua will be answered or not. But he said, how does this individual expect for his dua to be answered? So before going to Allah, begging Allah, we have to ask, we are calling on Allah, are we answering the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is our food haram? You have to be careful of what you put in your stomach. Is your food haram? This has a direct connection on if your dua is going to be answered. Also, is your drink haram? If you fill your body with alcoholic beverage, if you fill your body with khamr, you are delaying the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your dua. And if your clothing haram, your clothing, what you place on your body, has a direct connection or a direct link on if your dua will be answered. And also, how you make your money, how you make your money, is this haram? This also has an effect on your dua being answered. So we have to take advantage of crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about the moments when your dua is more likely to be accepted. He talked about Yawmul Jum'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there is an hour on Friday, and if a Muslim gets it while offering salat and asks something from Allah ta'ala, then Allah will definitely meet his demands. We don't know which hour this is. Yawmul Jum'ah on the day Friday. We should make dua throughout the day because we don't know which hour Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more capable of accepting our dua on that particular time. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, he said, our Lord, the Superior, comes down every night on the nearest to the nearest heaven to us during the last third of the night. Allah comes down to the nearest heaven the last third of the night, and he says, who's invoking me? Who is asking of me so that I may respond to his invocation, so that I may respond to his dua? Who invokes me so that I may respond to his invocation and so that I may respond and meet his request? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes down to the lower heaven in what, the last third of the night, and he looks for his servants who are making dua. If you really want something in life, if you have a need in life, forsake the bed and get up and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never abandons his loyal servant. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from evidence of the sunnah, we know that Allah deals with your supplication in three different ways. Allah will either answer your dua right away. Some of us, we make dua and Allah answers it right away. He answers it right away. Many of us have had many of our dua answered, some right away and some Allah has delayed. Also Allah, he will often, if he has to, he will delay your supplication, he will delay the answer until Yawmul Qiyamah, until when you really need it in the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give you what you ask for. There's people who live this life and they didn't have the riches that they wanted, even though they begged Allah for it. They never got the spouse that they wanted, even though they begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. They never received the house on the hills that they wanted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer their dua in the Akhirah when they really need it. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our dua, it says, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, he will protect him against an evil of the same magnitude. He will listen to your dua and he will ward evil off of you. He will protect you from evil according to the measurement of that dua. So Allah may not give you what you ask for, but he will remove an evil from you instead. So this is very important, brothers and sisters. Make dua, continue to make dua. And on closing this first part, we reflect on the story of Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. Asiya was a believing woman, and Fir'aun took her one day and he took her to the sun. And he began beating her under the sun in the scorching heat. And he called on others to beat her. He called on his God to beat his own wife, Asiya. And Asiya, while she was being beaten, they noticed that she began to smile. She made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ بِنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ She asked Allah, My Lord, show me my home in paradise. And as she was being beaten, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to shade her with their wings. And she saw her home in paradise. And she began to smile. And Allah brought ease and comfort to her, even though she was in a time of distress. And Allah will do the same for us as believers, as Muslims, when we cry unto Him, asking for His help. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك
الله أكبر
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد بن وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد
We close off this khutbah with a very beautiful story and this story was narrated by Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه and he says at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم there was a merchant and this merchant He used to pursue trade from Syria to Medina. He would pursue trade. And the merchant, he trusted and he depended on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day, as he was pursuing trade, he traveled, he was on his way back to Medina. And an individual stopped him. As the individual was on his horse, he told the merchant, he told him to halt. He told him to stop in his tracks. And the merchant, he looked at the individual. He said, what need do you have? And the individual told him, he told him, I want your money and also your life. And the merchant, he looked at him. He said, you can have my money. Don't worry about it. You can have my money. What need do you have for my life? And the robber looked at him. The thief looked at him. And he said, no, I don't care what you say, I want your money and also your life. And the merchant looked at the individual as a thief and he said, can I at least have an opportunity to make wudu and also have the opportunity to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you take my life. And the individual, he began to make his prayer. He made his prayer. And he reached his hands up to the sky, to the heavens. And he cried unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling Allah by his most beautiful names. And he looked and he begged Allah for his help. And he looked up and he kept begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. And even before, as he was placing his hands down, he noticed that a knight came from nowhere. And the knight came and he approached the thief. And the thief had left the presence of this individual, of this merchant, and he approached the knight. And the knight, he took his spear and he stabbed the individual in protection of the believer, as a call, as coming from an answer from the believer. And the thief looked at him, and he looked. The individual looked at the merchant looked, and he looked at the knight. And the knight said, "Would you like to finish him off?" And he said, no. He said, no, that's not my nature. So the knight finished the individual off. And the individual, the thief, died that day. And the knight went to the merchant. And he said, do you know who I am? He said, do you know who I am? He said, I am an angel from the third heavens. I am an angel from the third heavens. When you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gates of heaven begin to shake. And when you call up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, the gates begin to spark as if a burning furnace. And he looked at the individual. He said, I am the result of your dua. I am the result of your dua. And he said, learn, O slave of Allah, that he who invokes Allah with your supplication at every distress, Allah will answer his dua. Allah will answer his dua. So brothers and sisters, in this life, our dua is very important. Continue to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.